News breaking this lunchtime that FC United have confirmed the extension of Tom Greaves' contract as player manager at the club until the end of the 2018-19 season. And joining me now to discuss this more in depth, we're now joined by the player manager of FC United. Please welcome Tom Greaves. So Tom, a big congratulations. How does it feel?
Thank you very much for starters. Unbelievable, really. It's something I've never expected. Obviously, when I first took the job on as temporary, I was just honoured to be asked. And then it seemed to go quite well to start with. So we put our names in the hat and obviously took it to the end of the season. Still probably not expecting to go any further than that. But obviously being offered it, it's something that I can't say no to. Myself, Jack and Tom and Chappie feel really strongly about it. We're all massively passionate about the club and we want to help take it forward.
Now, as a player manager, as a young player manager as well, you've been on a very big learning curve over the last six or so months. I mean, we'll go into more depth about the season that's just gone in later interviews, I feel. But what have you learned over the past 6 months as an FC United player manager about the club?
Well, for starters, you can't please everybody. You're only going to be liked by the 11 that you start in every game. So that's been a tricky one to get used to. And to be honest, I'm just taking everything as it comes, really, and trying to pick things up off everybody else and try to get a little bit of advice from everybody. Jack and Tom have helped me massively. I've got a lot of friends in football management as well, so I'm literally speaking to them on a regular basis and taking anything I can out of them. So the biggest thing I've learned is that I can't please everybody, whether it's myself, fans, the players, family. Not everybody's going to be happy.
Yeah, you do have to develop that thick skin as a manager in any walk of life, essentially, because you go back to last week and the issues around the non-contracted players and that kind of thing. One thing that has been prevalent in relation to that really is the playing budget, and that's something that you've had to get your head round in a short space of time as well. I'm not going to ask you what the playing budget is for next season, but I think it's going to be less than possibly what it's been in the closing stage of the season. So how difficult is that side of things to get your head round, choose a Harry Redknapp term, wheeling and dealing and that kind of thing?
Yeah, of course it's difficult. You'd like an endless pot of money to be able to throw at everybody, but that's not to be where we're at the minute. And obviously we understand that, the lads understand that as well, and I think the fans understand that. So we've just got to box clever with the players, and I'm not saying offer them as little as we can, but we've just got to get the best players that we can for as cheap as we can, really. And it will be difficult, but there is players out there that are still like myself and just want to play for the badge and not in this game for the money. So we've just got to find them and hopefully bring them in.
And the other thing is, obviously, goal scoring has been a problem this season. The away form has been a problem this season. You've got a set of youngsters there who are all on contracts. So you've got to kind of, like you said there, try and plug the gaps that we've had this season to kick us on for next season. So how are you looking forward to that challenge?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's something that we've talked about a lot. Obviously, the goal scoring side of it, when you lose somebody like Jason Gilchrist, it's always going to be difficult to replace him. And the away form is something that we spoke about lots and lots. And to be fair, sometimes you can't quite put the finger on why it's going wrong. I mean, we've had some superb results away from home, like Spennymoor, Salford, Boston. There have been some really, really entertaining games, some good football and scoring lots of goals. So we've just got to turn them points into 3 points and the losers into a point. And we wouldn't have been far off the playoffs this season. So it's something that we are addressing and we are talking about it. We know what we've got to improve on. We know what we've got to keep improving on, the home record and stuff like that. We've got to keep pushing on with that. The season before, I think we were better away from home than we were at home. So fingers crossed we can hit the ground running the first couple of games of the season, and that sets everybody's mind, and we can go out and just do our best and finish as high at the table as possible.
It's kind of exciting as well, I'd imagine, and something you kind of relish, because obviously we've had 12 years of Margie and all the various different squads that we had as we climbed the football pyramid, and this is essentially you've still had that squad with a couple of additions, and one thing that has been prevalent under your 6 months is you were willing to give the youngsters a chance in the squad. What do you feel a Tom Greaves side is going to look like come this time next season?
Hopefully just a really good balance of giving the youngsters a try, but also having that mix of experienced lads in there as well. I don't think you can go with a full side of youngsters because it's a very, very competitive league. There's a lot of full-time teams in there. that are paying a lot of money and getting lads that could probably be playing in the league, but they're quite happy to play here for a lot of money and have a job as well at the same time. So it's difficult. You've got to get that balance right. I mean, we've got some great youngsters in there, but they'll shine even more with a lot of experienced lads in. So that's what we're looking for, to get a good balance. And our main target will be a good goal scorer.
And the other thing is, as well, it's obviously one thing that I think has impressed is the training side of things, and the fact that you and your coaching staff aren't afraid to mix things up a bit when it comes to tactics and that kind of thing. The other thing you were doing was when it wasn't quite working out, you weren't afraid to bring the players in for an extra day's worth of training. And obviously, we are dealing with full-time sides in the league this season. Is that something that you're willing to look into as well, sporadically during the season, to try and bridge that gap with the full-time sides, like, say, for example, Spennymoor have done?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. It's something that we'll look at. We worked a lot on shape, because obviously we don't get to see the lads that often. So shape will be a massive thing. We've got to be as organised as we can. And we'd like to do a lot on set pieces as well. It's something that we probably haven't done as much as what we should have done. And you come across teams where you're defending corners and they've got 5, 6, 7, 8 different set pieces. So we want to be working on stuff like that, because that gets you points, to be fair, and points is what gets you up the table. Yeah, we will bring the lads in maybe on a Monday if we've got a Tuesday game, to work on formations and set players and stuff like that. So yeah, to be fair, it's down to the lads as well. You could quite easily get a handful that say, no, thank you, I'm here Tuesday, Thursday, and that's why I'm assigned. But they've all been superb. I can't fault any of them. Their attitudes since we took over has been phenomenal.
And finally then, Tom, you touched upon it earlier about how you can't please everyone. The FC United job is quite a high-pressured one. I don't think a lot of people realise that outside the club, because essentially every supporter in the stand is also your boss. So it is a tricky job. And obviously there's all the branches, all the appearances in front of supporters to explain yourself on a regular basis. Is that something you'll be looking to do? We did toy with the idea of Q&As and that kind of thing. I did get the impression when you first came in that you wanted to re-engage with the supporters and make sure the players were part of that side of things as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when I first came in, we were visiting different branch meetings and stuff like that, and it's something that I always enjoyed. I'll always give my time to the fans, and that's what I've tried to get across to the lads as well. Obviously, a lot of them are young lads, and it can be a little bit intimidating going over, even just after the game, and giving people high fives and having selfies and signing things. It becomes a little bit surreal, but it's something that I'd like to get across to the lads, and they're just doing that naturally then. Before we go, I just say a massive thank you to all the fans. They've been absolutely unbelievable since I took over. And we'll be doing everything we can for next season to make it as exciting as possible. So get your season tickets bought and come and support us, and hopefully that fortress broadness will continue.